An impressive man, Vince Scully. I assume most of you know who he is, but I am sure that some of you don't. The most famous baseball announcer in the history of baseball. Probably the greatest announcer in the history of baseball. How many years did he announce Dodger games? 50? More than 50? Maybe 60, because he started in his 20s and he's now in his 80s, or some 50 to 60 years. He was extraordinary, because even if you didn't care about baseball, you would find him interesting. People would take their radios to Dodger games, just even there at the game, and they would just want to listen to him. This is from Major League Baseball, part of CBS News, CBS Sports. Saturday night, former Dodger announcer and Hall of Famer Vin Scully was at the Pasadena Civic Center for an event called An Evening with Vin Scully. By the way, it's not Vince Scully, it's Vin. At some point during the event, Scully was asked about the NFL's national anthem protests, in which players have taken a knee during the anthem to protest police brutality and racism. Is that police brutality and racism of the police, or police brutality and the racism of society? I guess both. Scully said he will never watch another NFL game because of the protests. I have only one personal thought, really, and I am so disappointed. And I used to love during the fall and winter to watch the NFL on Sunday. And it's not that I'm some great patriot. I was in the Navy for a year, didn't go anywhere, didn't do anything. But I have overwhelming respect and admiration for anyone who puts on a uniform and goes to war. So the only thing I can do in my little way is not to preach. I will never watch another NFL game. I find it hard to watch. I'm always level with you. I'm not an NFL fan to begin with, but I have no problem watching, and I would always watch the Super Bowl, or at least part of the Super Bowl. And at the place I frequent, where I eat a lot, they always have a game on, and you know it catches my attention. I know the rules of football, and I find it interesting. But it's very hard for me now, because I think this guy who just scored a touchdown, he didn't stand for the flag and the national anthem of my country. How could I cheer him? I'm sure a lot of fans have that feeling. After all, the left is about 20% of the country, the rest are liberals, centrists, and conservatives. So if you're not on the left, where you do have contempt for the flag, and you have, well, look, you have contempt for the country. It's so sexist, racist, xenophobic, homophobic, astrophobic, germophobic, agoraphobic. I missed Islamophobic. Any other phobias that I missed? But of course I love when the leftist goes, the country is despicable, but I love it. Either they're really not in touch with themselves, or they're just flat out lying to you. It's not possible to love a place for which you have contempt. It's not possible. Right? Or Obama's, you know, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. But I love it. I want to fundamentally transform what I love. I'm telling you, I point this out regularly, people on the left are not self-aware. That's a perfect example of it. Vin Scully, congratulations to you. So what are the ratings story on NFL? Is it still hurting? Is that right? The moment it happened, this is what you see, things have to be nipped in the bud. We expect you to stand in the national anthem. Okay, you can have contempt for this country, but part of your job as a football player is to stand during the national anthem. If in your heart you hate the place, it's a free country, you can hate it. After the game is over, you can do whatever you want. You can lead a protest. You can theoretically burn the flag. It's legal, correct? It is legal to burn the. You could burn the flag. But in the football stadium, wearing this uniform, you can't do that. But why wasn't it made known? I saw the picture of it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have even reported it. Why wasn't it made known that Colin Kaepernick's socks, at least one of the cases, showed a policeman as pigs? Did you know that? Why wasn't that better known?